This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Sarah. When planning our home birth, my husband Matthew and I were really frustrated by the lack of empowering and honest home birth resources. So we created this podcast to start a new conversation for moms and families like us. This is Doing It at Home. Hey everyone, welcome to the Doing It at Home podcast. Today is part two of our conversation with Joy. So if you haven't listened to part one, I highly recommend listening to it and then coming back, because what we dive into in this episode is postpartum stage and things like dealing with family and visitors, informing people about the birth and how you deal with all of that outside energy and comments and things like that. What happens when the whole "I just had a baby" thing really starts to sink in and you're 72 hours in and you're crying and you don't know why and everything just feels like a mess. Joy is so real and raw and totally awesome to share with us this part of her experience, because it can be very sensitive and it's different for everyone that goes through it. But we really, really appreciate that. And it's so real and it's so needed to have this kind of conversation out there. And of course, we also talk about how this new phase can impact your relationship with your partner and things you can do to stay connected. So thank you to Joy for opening up her life to us and sharing it with you all. So listen in.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun: Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Joy, one thing I wanted to touch on with you, because you mentioned it before we hit record, just how powerful, I guess the word I could use right now, your postpartum life and experience has been thus far. You're 5 weeks into motherhood. And it's just been very poignant for you this time, you know, moving out. It's not done. You know, we plan for this birth. We put all of this time and energy. And I know for me, I thought, oh, wait, there's more after birthday. Like, holy yeah. crap. Like, it's not just that. That's a whole other bag now. That's a whole other side of the bookstore. That's a whole other, like, Amazon order. Like, oh, yeah. This is all different stuff.
Different side of the bookstore.
It's so true.
What's it been like for you, or what are the big things that have come up for you? What are you moving through? Because, you know, our listeners are moms at all different stages, you know, moms planning, mm-hmm. or maybe they're already moms planning for another birth. And just sometimes postpartum can be a real smack to the face. Like, parts mm-hmm. of it that people don't tell you. Why, I don't know. Maybe they forget their own part of the experience for their own survival, so they don't share it with you because they forget, or they don't share it with you because they don't want to scare you. But there's just so many things that I know for myself pop up, like, where did this come from, or what is this about? How have you been? How are you?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a journey, and I feel like again, the postpartum has really forced me to kind of grow and kind of learn more about myself too.
Yeah.
Because I kind of went in thinking, oh my gosh, I have my shit together. Like, I got this. Like, I can do this. You know, like, I'm not going to have to go to work right away. And You know, like, I've taken care of babies before, and, you know, my husband's great, and I got this. So, I mean, I kind of have had some bumps in the road. I will tell you that first starting out, we had planned to not have visitors. Mm. And I know everyone is different, but we went to a bunch of home birth classes, and people were saying, you know, oh my gosh, limit your visitors, you know, don't take on too much. And so we kind of shared with our family that we didn't know when we'd be ready to have visitors, but we would let them know. And I told my mom, specifically, I said, you know, if you don't hear from us during the birth, that means everything is going amazing.
Right.
Is that if we transfer or we have complications or something comes up, we'll call you. But it was just me and my husband and my two midwives at the birth, and my husband couldn't be on his phone, updating people. And so I said, you know, I told my mom, I don't know, maybe a dozen times, if you don't hear from us, everything's wonderful. And so she knew that I was in labor. And she had it in her mind that she was going to come over right away. And I explained to her, you know, early on, I said, I don't know how I'm going to feel. I don't know what time of day it's going to be. I don't know how the labor's going to go. But we'll keep you posted. So she had a really, really hard time not being updated, and was really, really, really worried about me.
Yeah.
Incredibly worried about me. And I think that that's totally normal. But she ended up emailing like my family and updating them, and they all got worried about me. And so that put a lot of stress on me.
Yeah.
And I had family members that I think were kind of like, oh, I don't know if she should be having this home birth.
Right. So it's just adding to that energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that piece was hard. And the first couple of days, like, I didn't want to see anyone. I mean, I was in diapers and I was topless trying to breastfeed and I was recovering. And I think people, they just really want to meet the baby, and I totally get that. But I think next time I would do things a little bit differently. And we've kind of discussed how that's going to look. But it just, the visitors for me were really, really overwhelming.
Mm.
And I felt like even if you don't have to entertain them, and even if you're not hosting them, it still takes a lot of energy to like talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was trying to focus on like his latch and breastfeeding, and I just wasn't in a space to like talk with anyone. And I just really, I wish that I would have put up more boundaries with people, because I don't, you know, you don't get those first, you know, that first week back really.
Right.
And people were kind of pushy. I mean, they were like, what's wrong? Why can't we come see the baby?
Mm-hmm.
And so that piece was really hard for me. Also, at the 72-hour mark, I didn't know this, but I guess at 72 hours after birth, women can get pretty emotional, and like the hormones are changing, and the 72-hour mark can be really hard. And I don't want to say like I lost my shit, but I got really, really weepy and was just crying, and I don't even know what I was crying about.
Right.
And I had planned ahead of time to encapsulate my placenta, and I was open to doing smoothies, but I didn't know for sure if that's what I was going to do. It was going to be on how I felt. So I called the woman that encapsulated my placenta, and I said, I really think I need my pills. Can you bring them over? And she was like, oh my gosh, I'll be right over. And she came over, and she actually made me a smoothie while I laid in bed. I had never met this woman before. Talk about like an awesome birth community in Madison. I left my front door open, and she came in and she made me a smoothie. And she's like, this is so normal. You're going to be fine. And you know, gave support to my husband and said, this, you know, don't worry, you know, she's going to be fine. This is totally normal. So I drank smoothies, every day up until like about a week ago. So I'd say for like the first month, and now I'm taking the capsules. And I think it's really, really helped.
Mm-hmm.
I would say once a day, like I was pretty weepy, for the first month, and I am not a crier. So that really surprised me. And I also was like, oh, I won't get postpartum depression. Like, I'll be fine. But no one really talks about like actual like baby blues.
Right.
Like you, like the first month, I mean, I think that's really, really common. So, you know, I think that kind of threw me off a little bit. My husband and I we've seen a counselor for a really long time. And so we did like a check-in with her. And I recommend that if people, you know, are struggling to get connected and have a counselor you can talk to, because it's a huge, huge transition. And I mean, the transition has gone really well for us. Like, Dakota's healthy and I've recovered really well. But it's just, it's an emotional time. Yeah. I mean, I walk into his nursery and I will start crying just because it's just, mm-hmm. it's just so, I'm so emotional.
Wow.
So yeah, that kind of threw me for a loop.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Similar to how we talked about, you know, in your pregnancy and birth experience, things happen with your body that haven't happened before. Now it's like mm-hmm. emotions and thoughts are happening and running that you're not familiar with or just seem to overtake you and feel so powerful, like they can cripple you in some ways to just feel normal, to just feel like a normal human being in those first couple weeks can be a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and physically and emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm the type of person, I mean, you know, that's used to working out and on the go, and to all of a sudden just be in bed and not be able to go outside. I mean, my midwife was like, 10 days in bed, like, you need to rest. And
right.
I'm so glad that I did, but it also can make you go, you know, like a little stir crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, physically recovering, emotionally recovering, having a new baby, not getting a lot of sleep. I'm the type of person that needs a ton of sleep.
Yes.
So, you know, getting up every 2 hours to breastfeed, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is an adjustment.
Yes, it is. It certainly is. I really appreciate that you're willing to share parts of this, you know, this other side, you know, after birth. And it's not for, you know, I'm really not a fan of the conversations like, oh, just wait, or oh, this and this, kind of setting people up or priming them to have like mm-hmm. a shitty experience. That's not what it's about. I don't get that at all from you. It's like, you're just being real with it. Like, this is what it is. This is how I've moved through it. And millions of women are experiencing just that, or whatever thing it is that they can't quite put their finger on. When another woman steps up and can and does and identifies it, that is so crucial. That is so mm-hmm. empowering and uplifting. And it's just a thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not alone. It is okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be okay. Baby's going to be okay. You know, it's not any direct reflection of how you are as a mom. I thought that a few times, you know, when I was kind of losing it or in a crying spell, it'd be like, you know, what kind of mom am I?
Yeah.
I'm a mess.
Totally.
But it's part of the journey, and kind of similar to birth, how it has an aspect of surrender. It's like this whole new opportunity for surrender now. And
yeah.
And the leaning in, like you mentioned, like the leaning into the discomfort of birth. It's kind of like, all right, lean into whatever discomfort this is, because it's showing you something, right? It's telling you something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's providing you the opportunity to heal more, to grow more. And
yep.
when we do that, we're that much more badass mamas and women.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. And I do think that women should talk about this a little bit more, because
yeah.
we talk about postpartum like depression, you know,
right.
like if you're, and that's very clear, like if you want to harm yourself or you want to harm your baby. But I think there's a lot of gray area that we don't talk about. And I think that, you know, when the woman came to make the smoothie for me, she was like, this is super normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just ride the waves, kind of like you ride the contractions.
Exactly.
And cry it out and don't run from it. And it's okay. And I think that's what I really needed was, mm-hmm. I mean, I needed to have some good cries.
Mm.
And my husband was so supportive. I mean, he just kind of sat with me in the space. And every time I cry, he holds me, and we, you know, it doesn't last long,
mm-hmm.
But it does, it kind of comes in waves. I will recommend too, if anyone's interested in homeopathy, I took Sepia. It's SEPIA 200. That helps with kind of moodiness and leveling
okay.
out your emotions. And that, I mean, that's been super helpful. So obviously, you know, consult with a homeopathic doctor, but that I feel like has helped me level out a lot too.
That's awesome. I'll include a link to
yeah.
that in the show. So for anyone's listening, you're driving or something, just come back when you get a second to diahpodcast.com and look for this episode and check that out. I'm hearing a lot of really great to-dos and great action, not to-dos, but like action items and things for people to focus on when they find themselves in these sort of circumstances. One, you know, when you kicked it off with the visitors and the family, I really think that speaks to trusting your intuition and also just being unapologetic. Lovingly, you can still be loving and understanding and kind, but just unapologetic, because I think a lot of times when people pull the like, oh, well, why can't I see the baby, or why can't I hold the baby? Baby is like fresh out of the oven for 12 hours. Why can't I just like rub my foreign face in this baby's face? That just comes from a lack of understanding on their part and real, I think, genuine desire to do good and to like show they love and care, but they don't necessarily know the best way you can be loving and caring in those first few days is to drop off food, do my laundry, or just send love from far, you know? So I think that's really key, is that intuition. And I really love how you touched on, you know, the communication and connection with your partner, because you are going to be faced with a whole new set of challenges. You're going to be sleep deprived. It's going to be really easy to snap at each other and to just find ways to be really angry at this person when that's not really what's happening. It's just you're so exhausted and you need some sort of release and outlet for like all those emotions that are churning. So I hear outreach too, you know, really reach out to your community, to your support systems, for whatever you need. This is a very special, sacred time. And I think when you can be very clear with people how they can help, I think they really will step up in the way that you would like to see them. I think you just need to work on being very clear, because otherwise people are just going to do what they think you want them to do. And that's hold your baby, which is not what they need to do in the first few days.
Right. Bring food.
Right.
We actually did. We did a meal train. Online. You can just do, you know, sign up for one. And yeah, it's been awesome, because even like one or two meals a week have been incredibly helpful.
Hashtag meal train.
Yes.
Absolutely. And placenta smoothies. Placenta smoothies. Yes. For the win.
Yes. Cheers to placenta smoothies. They taste like a regular smoothie. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, don't they taste terrible? And I'm like, no, they taste like a smoothie. One tip is don't put any berries or anything in it. Just do straight juice, because then it won't play tricks on you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My husband even tried it. And he was like, it's delicious. So don't be scared.
That's awesome. He can use some pep, right? Cause he doesn't have the hormones going like you do. Like he doesn't get the feedback and he doesn't get the kind of gratification of breastfeeding and this and that. So yeah, just pump him with a few of those extra hormones. Little boost. That's amazing. Joy, you are awesome. I'm really grateful to you to hear your experience in pregnancy, birth, and now beyond with this conversation in the postpartum life and postpartum experience that you are still in and moving through. And you know, it's like, what's the term postpartum? When does that, I'm just going to consider myself always postpartum. Like you're always...
So true.
It doesn't end. As long as I still have, you know, her to take care of, I'm in postpartum mode.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Is there anything to kind of wrap up either about pregnancy, birth, or postpartum that you want to leave, or just any final thoughts or what's the word I want? Resources that I could put out there for listeners.
Yeah. Let's see. And shoot, I'm outside right now. I have my list inside.
Oh, that's okay. You can email that to me and then I can include that on the show notes as well.
Yeah, because I have a whole list of stuff that actually during pregnancy, birth, and then postpartum, specific stuff that I found really helpful.
Okay, awesome.
I mean, I kind of touched on the big stuff, but I do have a list of stuff that I think would be helpful.
Okay.
But on words of encouragement, I think just remembering to kind of trust your body and trust the process. I mean, women were born to do this. And I think that, you know, people that do plan home births, I mean, it doesn't mean like we're fearless and it doesn't mean that stuff doesn't still come up for us.
Right.
And I still needed words of encouragement. And so I think you know, for me, reading those affirmations every day and staying positive, I mean, I think it is helpful to just have that really, you know, positive mindset. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. Matthew stepped off for Maya duty, but he thanks you as well. And just so much love and well wishes to you, Yamil and Dakota. You all are so cute and beautiful, and we're going to have pictures as well, if you're willing to send us some to have on on the episode, because this is one cute baby that you don't want to miss.
Thank you.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.